To date, we've seen over £400,000 worth of drugs in G District removed from the streets, removed from circulation. And we're determined to keep that effort up. We're determined that for the remainder of this operation, we will act as diligently and expeditiously as we can in relation to information we get. And I think, you know, as well as the success we've had, I think that if the public continue to support us with information, I would like to think that we can take even more drugs out of circulation. The key message is that the public are the key to this. The public are the ones that see suspicious activity in their communities. What we're doing is demonstrating that with the information, we can take people out of circulation in terms of stopping them drug dealing, put them before the courts, and reduce the harm that those drugs do in those communities. So the publicity is far-reaching and wide, but it is in an effort to get the public to understand the key role that they play in partnership with the PSNI in tackling this issue.
An initiative like this is always going to get the inevitable response that for every drug dealer you take off the streets, there'll be five more to go on to take their place, and the people you should really be going after are the godfathers.
We will go where the evidence takes us, where the information takes us, and if the information takes us to that level, then we will deal with it. We're equipped to deal with it, and we're determined to deal with it at all levels. And so again, I would say the key to it, and the key to dealing with it on the level you're talking about, is information. Once we have the information that gets us into the street level dealing, who knows where it may take us. And in an ideal world, yes, it takes us to the absolute root of the cause, which is the people that want to distribute drugs on a bigger scale across the country.